Our guest in the cafe this morning is the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission, Carol Taylor. Good morning.
Good morning.
Carol, as an active historian, you write and present scholarly papers, and you recently presented a paper to the East Texas Historical Association called Bringing Back the Building Business in Greenville, and you're looking at all of the federal programs that went on during the Depression in the 1930s.
Right. If you look at economic indicators, you'll look at unemployment, you look at building, what the building business, construction business is doing, and manufacturing. By 32, it was gone. And we had so many people out of work. So they were trying to jumpstart the building, the construction business.
Yeah. The Public Works Administration and the National Industrial Recovery Act were two of the major entities that of the federal government that were active in Greenville and Hunt County.
The National Industrial Recovery Act was one of the major pieces of legislation. And from it, it supported the Public Works Administration. The Public Works Administration was to build these big buildings. It was things like Reagan Airport in it was national at that time.
Yeah, what is now called Reagan Airport.
The Oakland Bridge, the Grand Coulee Dam, all these big, big projects. But then they had some smaller ones, like the municipal building over in Greenville. And those were to get people jobs.
We're talking with Carol Taylor. Carol's the chairman of the Hunt County Historical Commission. Now, you said the Greenville Municipal Building,
right,
which includes the Greenville Municipal Auditorium,
right,
was a PWA, Public Works Administration project. Now, that is not to be confused with the
WPA.
The WPA.
And WPA spawned out of the Public Works Administration. Public Works was to take a long time. They had to hire architects, engineers. They had to get the property. You know, it was a long, a year and a half, 2 years to get it finished. But they also needed to put unskilled laborers, the people who could shovel the gravel and all this kind of stuff, to work. And that's what the WPA was. It was a make jobs.
Uh-huh. But now, Public Works Administration, which built the Greenville Municipal Building, which is very much still with us, that project is a shared funding system between the federal government and the local government.
Each one of the projects was given a 45% grant. 45% of the total cost was a grant that did not have to be repaid.
Whereas WPA was totally paid for by the federal government, if you find a WPA project.
Right. And that was lots of schools. We had, close to 100 common school districts here in the county. Common schools were the rural schools that only went through the 6th or 8th grade. And they were built late 1890s through up until the 20s and into the 20s by local people, by the parents. And they were just, as my husband would say, cobbled together. And PWA came along and said, if you will put the materials together, we'll pay the workers. And so that was a way that local men could find a job to work.
Well, what did you find? What was the effect in Greenville and Hunt County? And what other buildings were built during that period?
Well, Commerce was the bigger winner than Greenville was. Commerce got at least two buildings on the campus. One was Mayo Hall. The second one was a dormitory. I'm not sure which one it was.
It was Henderson Hall, which still stands.
And it was not fully funded.
And you said that you're looking now at the next project you do on Sam Rayburn. You're thinking about...
I want to know some more about Mr. Sam. In President Whitley's papers here at the archives, the special collections at the G Library, and at the Greenville City Council minutes of the same time period are also in the special collections. Both of those make mention of a special agent that each entity sent to Washington to check on their application, and they were in the agent was instructed to go by and visit with Mr. Sam. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of work for you to do there,
there
huh?
Is.
A lot for you to dig into. All right. Carol, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us. Carol Taylor, chairman of the Hutt County Historical Commission, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station, 88.9 KETR.